Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, at BBM Bunbury River Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls from that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Hope you're well wherever you are and kicking back or going hard. Either way, all ears here. Love the yarn about whatever topic you got going. Maybe you want to talk about your new organisation, or maybe you want to talk about change of guards, CEO, or at the reins. Maybe you want to talk about your child finishing university, or you got a new job. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and a voice for our people. And a good morning to all our black radio stations across the deadly country of ours, a deadly black network. So tune in, your mob, and have your say. 1-800-422-416. That's a deadly heading. Better things, Kian. That's better things. And I hope better things are happening with you, mob, here. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn and Circle at Cairns here, Bunbury River Media, BBM 98.7 FM, Yidinji Country, for National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and a voice for our people. So do tune in, add to the conversation. All right, we've got Which Way Yarning about to happen. That's with Edmonton Police. We're going to catch up with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, but he's based up at Bemmick at the moment. And we're going to have a yarn with Police Liaison Officers Aaron Binawal and also Tamina Williams, who are PLOs up there at Bemmick, and have a chat with them mob. And got Glenn on the line, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, brother. So you're based up there for how long, Glenn?
Yeah, mate, I've landed on the ground up here last week, but up in Bamiga for the next 6 weeks.
Next 6 weeks, all right, fantastic. And you've got two deadly bodyguards there with you, Police Liaison Officer Aaron Binnewell and Tamina Williams, is that right?
Sure do, yep, they're staring at your picture on a screen right now.
I'm thinking, gee, what a fine-looking black man he is, they're thinking, eh?
Well, we're trying to find a picture of you with hair, but that took a long time.
Too deadly. And a very good morning we got there. Aaron and Tamina, how are yous?
Yeah, good, yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Start with the sister first, Tamina. Let the mob know who your mob, where you from, sis?
From here up in Bamaga.
Yeah. Who the tribal mob there, sister?
Sorry?
Who the tribal mob there?
Okay, so from the west coast, yes. My family, we're from the Angamuti people, so the Seven River people.
Yes.
Goes from Injunu right down to before Old Makun, where Skadden River is.
So deadly big footprint
from
there.
From the East Coast, where from the Yadaikana people.
Mm.
Yes, and that's from the other side of the tip, right down to Asha.
Beautiful country, my sister. Thank you very much. Bala Aaron, who you mob, where you from, Aaron?
I'm originally from Duar Island, so it's one of the top western islands right up near the coast of PNG.
Yes.
My people are the Daibal clan, so it's one of the major clan groups up there.
Oh, too deadly, my brother. Thank you very much. Now, with you, Aaron, how long you been a PLO, bro?
This month actually makes it 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, it just went by real quick.
Good. So, how you enjoying it?
Oh, it's good so far. You meet a lot of people on the job and also off the job. So, yeah, the job takes me places that sometimes I've never been.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
too deadly.
Good, yeah.
No, that's fantastic. Well, you've got a good leader there in Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. He deadly, that Migloo brother. He white on the outside, black on the inside, I always say. And over to Tamina. Tamina, how long you been a PLO, sister?
This week, only 3 weeks for me.
3 weeks? Oh,
yeah,
you still got your training wheels on. You got your L plates on. You're still learning.
Yeah, I have good teachers.
Good teachers. So, are you enjoying it, sister?
Yes.
Good.
Oh,
fantastic. That's great. Did you ever see yourself working as a PLO? How did it come about? Did someone approach you, or you saw they were looking and you thought you'd apply? Or tell us your story there, sister.
Yeah, so before this job, I was in the community service organization, so the NPA Family and Community Services.
Okay.
Here in Bamaga.
Yes.
So I had a fellow worker that was a partner for one of the police at the time.
Okay.
They've moved away now.
Yes.
She mentioned the job to me.
Uh-huh.
And because I was working with her, she suggested that I
apply. And you applied and you got the job.
Yes.
Now you're going for Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay's job.
Imagine, yeah, they're on their way there.
That's
they're
right.
Well and truly on their way.
Watch your back, brother. They're coming for your job. Look, that's fantastic. And when we're talking about community, like I always say, and you will agree, my brother and sister, nothing beats black on black. So when you've got our black mob, working with our black mob, that's a good ingredient. So how did the local mob there, how did they feel seeing you in that blue uniform? All good there?
Yeah, we were just up at the high school, so they've got the college athletics day. So when we rocked up, everyone was quite happy to see us up there.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just had to rush back for this interview. But
yeah, thank you. That's right. Stop.
Done, yeah.
Stop everything. Got to talk to the Murray from the Curry. I got to leave you, mob. Now I got to go back to the station. Which is fantastic. And look, it can become a career pathway. I mean, Aaron, you've been doing it for 5 years. That's something for you to look forward to, Tamina. And then with that, Glenn, tell them about Stephen Grant. How long has he been a PLO?
Look, Stevie Grant, he's got as much service as I have, so he clocks over 20 years this next year. And I know we've spoken on your program previously on the importance of PLOs in communities, just with that local knowledge.
Exactly.
And one of the biggest assets with our PLOs is the trust the community have got with the PLOs because, you know, we get a station like Bamiga, staff come and go. You know, they can stay for 6 months, they can stay for a number of years. But when we've got that local knowledge in our PLOs that have lived and worked in these communities for their whole life,
yes,
you can't replace that with our state officers.
Well, exactly. When we're talking about local knowledge and you've got local people leading the way there, it's a bridge builder. It's communication, it's trust, and you can build a strong foundation on that, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And look, that's not just trust from the community. That's also spreading that local knowledge to our state officers that are coming to work in these areas. You know, we get a lot of staff that come up to the Cape and, you know, they've grown up in the southeast where things are very, very different. You know, they'll lean on these PLOs for their local knowledge and just on certain customs and beliefs,
yes.
You know, that helps them get over the line and do their job better.
Exactly. Exactly. Fantastic. Tamina, sister, you got any children?
Yes, I have four kids.
Four kids?
Yeah.
So which way, like, when you only been there job 3 weeks, when you first go home and put their uniform on, which way the mob yarn?
I'm a single mom, so I had to, you know, talk to my older daughter about it.
Wawa, yep.
Made them aware of the roster and the job or shift roster. And, yes, they were well aware before I applied. So,
yes.
Just so that they'll, you know, support me and
good.
And supporting them. So.
Exactly, exactly. And the other good thing, too, Ned, them picking any look, mum, go dress up, even you, Aaron. Or family go think, oh, I'm about to be good now. Yeah, policemen here stand up. We're at the same house.
They're afraid of their uniform.
Yeah, exactly, which is good. And look, it just creates a nice platform and being good, doing good, and good things will happen. Look, that's great news. How many PLOs up there, Glenn?
So at the minute, we've got the two PLOs.
Okay, rightio.
Yep, the station is expanding. There's a few vacancies here. They're filling at the moment. We've got another... two new second-year constables starting in the next fortnight.
Okay, yep.
And then I believe their sergeant vacancy is going to be filled very shortly as well. So, you know, the station's, you know, getting back to its full-strength numbers, which gives everyone a bit of time to get out in the community and not just be reactive to those jobs.
Exactly. So for a small community like Bamiga, how many PLOs would you, add to the force?
Oh, look, if we had a choice, I suppose, you know, we could add another four here, easy.
Four, easy. PLOs. So, is that in the budget? Can these two be supporters or marketing people to search for mob they want to come join?
Yeah, look, I think that all ends up back with the executive leadership if they're interested in adding PLO numbers to the nation, you know. But, I mean, Northern Peninsula and right through the Torres Strait, there's different clans, different groups, you know. And if you are able to draw upon PLOs from all of those groups,
yes.
Make their work a lot easier. But unfortunately, at the minute, Bamiga has two positions.
Roddy, at this point in time, regarding the budget, only two positions. And the two with us at the moment, Aaron and Tamina, yes?
Yep, they're filled with the best two.
Exactly. Exactly, that's fantastic. Aaron, you got a vision for how long you're going to be there?
No, not yet. My name keeps on popping up with all the bosses about going into recruit.
Okay.
But it is something that I see in the future because the Dizzy station has recently become a training ground. So
yeah,
if I do go through with it, then I'm able to come back.
So when you say recruit, as in a pledged officer?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a vision, a possibility?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Good on you. Okay.
Just the timing, really. So
sure,
if
exactly.
The timing's right, then yeah, I'll probably pursue it. Yeah.
Okay, Bala, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And Tamina, only 3 weeks, but I don't know, what's your vision? Would you like to sink your teeth into this?
Yes. At the moment, I was thinking like two years PLO would be good for me, and then, go for the next level from there. I mean,
okay, cool.
Being here this far, I might as well go. Right
Good on you. Fantastic. And girls can do anything, so too deadly, my sister. You're leading from the front there. Well, good yarning with you both, and thank you, Sergeant Glenn Deloy, Edmonton Sergeant, but acting up there, my brother. How long are you acting for?
Yeah, so 6 weeks, six weeks, and then I'm sure I'll start missing home and have to get back down there and get my own family in the line.
Yeah, well, too deadly. And thanks for the yarn, Aaron Big Esau. Thank you, Tamina. Stay job. Back, stay deadly, stay strong, you mob.
Thanks, Trevor.
Good yarn, and yawo.
See ya.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's with Edmonton Police, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, who's acting up there at Bamingare as the sergeant, and had a beautiful yarn there with the police liaison officers, Aaron Binnewell, who's been there for 5 years, and Tamina Williams, sister just started 3 weeks on the job and loving it, enjoying it. And as I said, black on black, fantastic working with our mob and our boys and girls in uniform, blue uniform. And it was nice yarn there. Look, this Which Way Yarning is the segment. Big shout out to IGA, that's Edmonton, Brinsmead, and Edmonton. Yep, they give us a box of fruit here. Once a week we promote, once a week they give us a box of fruit, but every day we promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on an apple rather than a Mars bar, you mob. Too deadly. And Double M, Matty Mockin. But it's all good. Stay tuned. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
To show for myself yet, but don't judge me, cause I live my life ruggedly. My skills and ability comes to me naturally for me to release my lyrics swiftly with the wind blow. So slick, quick, wickedly it flows, smooth as I cruise, running like a spin rim with my roller by haircut trim. Now I ain't trying to pretend or act to anybody else, this is all me for real. So deal with it if you don't like the way you live it. Step aside and let me drive my life. And if I might make a mistake, I'm the one that's gonna be learning from it and dealing with it each day. With no breaks, I keep on cruising with my faith that keeps me moving. I don't need to prove it to anybody. This is my life that I'm living. So let me try to achieve my goals my own way.
I'm trying to improve myself. Yeah, just like everybody else.
Yeah, isn't that a good statement? Improve myself. Improve yourself. That's it. Look at that man, that woman in the mirror. And if you want to make it all good, then check yourself before you wreck yourself. This is your daily program. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry with National Talk Black. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnups Wrong, 1-800-422-416. All right, I'm going to catch up Yane with JP, John Paul Janke, encourages communities to stay healthy and strong with bowel cancer screening test. And I've got the brother on the line. And a big shout out, JP, good morning. How are you, my brother?
Good morning, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, bro.
Well, look, I'm John Paul Janke. I'm Woosethi and Murray Islander from Zenuthkes, beautiful Torres Strait.
Yes.
Born in Cairns, but live on Ngunnawal country down in Canberra.
All right, brother, cold country down there. So too yeah, cold, brother, rugged up. I'm Murray, soon to be football shorts and singlet, cuss.
Oh, look, Murray's legs go wide every
You're rugged up, that's right. Exactly. Brother, listen, thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. And actually, I'll give you the heads up. Thank you for dropping my name. I'm one of the ambassadors for bowel cancer as well. So thanks to you, my brother. I'm out there, but very powerful message. So tell us the message you're delivering regarding staying healthy, strong with bowel cancer screening, brother.
Well, yeah, like you, my brother, I think, you know, screening for bowel cancer is very important for our mob. And, you know, I think anything that I can do to get the message across to mob to do it, there's no shame in doing it. Do it because it could actually save your life. And if you're over 50, it's even more important. And they asked me who's the most famous Murray in Far North Queensland around 50, and I didn't know whether you're over 50 or not, brother.
Shut up, you even dropped my name there.
I said, you're close. And they said, we need that man. So...
You know, brother, thank you, my cousin.
It is an important message,
It is an important message. And look, it's made me act on it. I'm 57, and I always received that kit. Yeah, brother, I always received that kit in the mail.
You still move like you're 27 on the dance floor.
There you go, shake booty. Knock off. And so I was just saying that, age 57, and I've always received in the mail the kit. And I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. I just put it off. And then when the mob approached me, I can shut up. I went into test straight away, you know, as I said, yes. And while they're working me on the scenes to set it up then regarding me being an ambassador, I got the test done. But I remember a yarn I had with Dr. Joel Winnetong, Dr. Mark's son. And Joel, he's an ambassador. And when I interviewed him, I think it was early this year, about January, before I came ambassador, thanks to you, I rang him and talked to him about the testing. And he reckoned like this, brother, he reckoned, well, see, all you mob need to listen, especially your brothers out there, all you need to go and do a guna, and then you tag it and send that guna back to the government. So I ran with that, brother, and that's how I promoted, brother. But when you look at the simplicity of it all, but the importance of it all, we need to act on it, eh, bro?
Yeah, I was like you, my brother. You know, I got the kits as soon as you turned 50, and I left it there for, I think, for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I finally got the guts to do it because, you know, we're at that age and all my friends were doing it and they were saying, why don't you do it? And I was going, I'm too ashamed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realise that, you know, bowel cancer is one of the most common cancers found in our mob.
Mm.
And it's particularly if you're getting over 50, it's more important to get tested because if it's discovered, it can be successfully treated. So it can save your life. And you know, it's really important for us that we want to stick around to see our kids grow up, grandkids, and you've probably got great-great-grandkids now, eh?
You're not. I've got four beautiful grandchildren, brother.
I know. But you know
one what? 10 it's weeks ago, brother, for, yeah.
It's just important for us to do it, and it's so easy to do it. As you say, just do it, Gunna.
Yeah. Send it back to the government.
And the relief that you feel when it comes back, right?
Yeah,
when it comes back and you've done it, and you go, okay, well, I can do it again in another 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, if you're going to do it for yourself, then do it for your children or your grandchildren. And we're talking about closing the gap. And when we talk about life expectancy, we black people need to step up and do our bit as well, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's no time to really do it like the present. And if you're over 50, you can go to, your local AMS and have a good yarn to them about not only your bowel cancer test, but getting your regular health check and getting on top of your health. Because it's something that, you know, all Australians over 50 and 74, they get the self-screening kit in the mail every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just get it. When you get it, do it and send it back.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Now let's talk about you and the other hat you wear regarding NITV, and I saw you there at the Logies just recently. Tell us about that journey, how you're travelling, and what hat you're wearing there, my brother.
Yeah, mate, so I do work with NITV and SBS. I'm the co-host of The Point, which is the flagship Indigenous news and current affairs show on NITV and SBS. Tuesday nights, 7:30 on NITV. We're devoting the whole year to the referendum. So we're doing what's called a road trip to referendum, and we're travelling around the country every 2 weeks to get people's views and opinions on the referendum.
Yes.
But also, I think the issues that are particular to their regions, because as you know, we all got different regions, we all got different things we want to raise and highlight and issues.
Yes.
So we want to hear that. Mate, apologies if you're hearing an announcement. I'm in Adelaide at the moment on my way to the Garma Festival.
Oh, okay, Rudy, okay. Yeah, the background. I thought you had a nightclub there, Cass.
And Gilligan's, I'm Ira Gilligan's.
Shut up!
No, you know, we're on our way to the Garma Festival, so we're doing broadcasting this weekend from the Garma Festival.
Lovely.
It's an important gathering of Indigenous leaders and non-Indigenous leaders to talk about ways forward, and very important in a year of a national referendum on recognition and a voice to Parliament.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And look, how long you been wearing the hat to NITV SBS, bro?
This is my fifth year doing the show, and it's just gone so quickly.
Yeah, it has.
Doing 5 years, because I love getting around and love catching up with Mob and yarning with Mob.
Mm.
I've got to walk the red carpet at the Logies the other night, which was pretty flash for a Murray from Jones Street in Cairns there.
That's right. Yeah, beautiful, brother. No, too dilly, brother.
If only my friends could see me now.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Watch this space. No, that's too dilly, my brother. We're leading from the front, and look, it's great to see you as an ambassador for a bowel cancer screening test. Fantastic, and love the work that you do. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, my cuss.
Thanks, my brother. And look, always good to yarn you. And congratulations to you as well for being an ambassador. I think you've got the voice and the looks that will convince people this country. So couldn't think of anyone better, mate. My brother.
Thank you, my brother. Listen, you take care. Travel safe. We'll yarn soon.
All right. Yeah, well.
Oh, beautiful yarn there. That's JP, John Paul Janky. And he's with NITV, SBS, The Point, and he's the co-host with that daily program. But he's also ambassador for bowel cancer screening, and he encourages community to stay healthy and strong with bowel cancer screening tests. Like I said, for you mob there over 50, need to get your test done. They send it out in the mail once you reach 50 and you do your testing. And like I said, go do Guna, send the Guna back to your government. They just need a specimen of your Guna. That's all it is, and then your job's done. And look, bowel cancer, if you got that early, then they can fix it a lot earlier. So it's about safety and longevity, expectancy of life, and we need to do our bit, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I never seen a girl like this. Oh, baby. the night, under the color lights. I want you to sky blue.
I'm looking across this land, reminds me of a place so far away, far from here. I see rivers, I see valleys. Come take me away, far from here, take me home.
Track there, Family Shoveler Band, Blind Man, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to the NERS team. All right, now we have a landmark First Peoples Health Study to roll out in Cairns. A groundbreaking matter research project will place health workers in Indigenous communities across Queensland and study the long-term well-being of 400 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families. Thanks to a $4.69 million grant from the National Health and Medical Research Council, the pilot Indigenous Queensland Family Cohort IQFC study was launched at Matters South Brisbane Health Campus last year, but will now be extended to cover the Rockhampton, Townsville, Cairns communities and the Metro North HHS regions, thanks to the major boost. The study will identify First Peoples families during pregnancy and monitor the health and well-being of participating mothers, babies and fathers over 5 years, as well as improving understanding of the seriousness health issues faced by First Peoples. The cohort will, her cohort team will also provide immediate interventions and improve the health of participations. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Associate Professor Kim Ray, Matter Research, Principal Research Fellow for Indigenous Health. And on the line, we have Professor Kim. Good morning, Professor Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Trevor.
Good, good. Thank you. Where are you based, Professor?
Well, I'm normally based in Brisbane, but I'm up in sunny, well, not so sunny Townsville today.
Townsville, overcast. But thank you very much. You would say it'd be cold, warm rain anyway at that.
Absolutely. It's beautiful up here.
Look, money's a tool. Thank you very much. $4.69 million grant. Fantastic. From the National Health and the Medical Research Council. A landmark First People's Health Study to roll out in Cairns. Townsville, Rockhampton. This is great news.
Oh, look, very exciting news for us and definitely for the communities that we're partnering with. I think we're going to do some great work together.
Look, fantastic. And so we're talking about having families at the table and well, support them for over 5 years and to find, well, how you say, we'll get the reports, get the surveys done and find out where we sit as First Nation people and young families in the 21st century, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about, I guess, hearing what, at the moment, we're having conversations with community members to go, what do you think's really important that we need to know about your families? And how do you want us to talk about health in your communities? Mm. And what we're really hearing is that communities are wanting us to talk not just about, you know, disease and risk. They really want us to also showcase, you know, the brilliant deadly programs that are happening, and also the strength and resilience of the community, and highlight, you know, cultural strengths and what that brings to health as well.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about health in all facets, physical as well as mental, emotional and spiritual as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have such this, you know, amazing view of health that really incorporates so many facets, and we as researchers need to make sure that we get to showcase that on behalf of community members.
Yeah, great. And the good thing as well is talking about the positive side of things as well, you know. It takes a community to raise a child. So we're talking about a family, and we're talking about the input from all around the community that helps a child progress in life, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Because family aren't just, you know, family structures aren't just, you know, mum and dad. It's also aunties and uncles and grandmothers and elders. And, you know, it is the whole community that raises children for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. So we need to make sure that those are really represented, represented in the data that we collect.
Yes.
But also, if we do happen to see things or find things that, you know, that where families may need a bit of help, that we can actually put together some interventions that can support families. And we've certainly had communities already say to us there's two things they really want. One is around parental social emotional wellbeing support. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some interventions that we can deliver with communities that they can do in their own community, that can be delivered with Indigenous health workers, with their community controlled service. So it's all really culturally appropriate social emotional wellbeing support for parents.
Good, fantastic. Yep.
And the other one is around supporting kids. If we've got kids that we see coming through that are at risk maybe of cerebral palsy or not quite meeting their developmental milestones, that parents can get some support on how to deliver some interventions with them that's also community-placed, so they're not having to travel and get support outside of, you know, outside of their local health service. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And look, nothing beats better than black on black. And when you talk about our mob, working with our mob, that's the number one ingredient for that to happen, you know. And but it is a team effort, success breeds success.
Absolutely. And we're so lucky. Like, I consider myself so blessed. You know, I'm a non-Indigenous researcher, but this team is, you know, we've got 60% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander researchers leading this project, which is just brilliant. And we will have an Indigenous governance that will be formed by members from the communities that we're working in as well.
Lovely. And you can see with the 60% of our First Nation people working, they're there to do the job, but you can see the passion that they hold in regard to the job that that's in front of them, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, and what the passion that they have for people, for their own communities, and, you know, and the strength that they bring to each other to grow that. And we also want to make sure that we employ Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people where we can into the grant in all the communities that we're working in, not just, you know, based down at a university in Brisbane.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that that's around the state. So, yeah, we're very excited.
Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch. And big shout out to your diddly team. And I think
thank
it's a great platform, a great vehicle heading forward. And we'll yarn soon, Professor.
Okay, that sounds great. Can't wait to hear more.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn. That's a professor, Associate Professor Kim Ray, Matter Research, Principal Research, and Fellow for Indigenous Health, and talking about that fantastic space, landmark First Peoples Health, studied to roll out in Cairns, Rockhampton, and Townsville, and fantastic. So there it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? About 7 minutes left on the program here, National Talk Black, and we've got news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. So add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Why am I feeling sad and blue? Is it because I want to be with you? Searching around in these bright city lights, looking for answers that don't come out right. Why do I put myself down in this way? Is it because there's no reason to stay? Thinking I'm worthless with no place to hide, leaving me all alone on the other side. Ruby Red Lips is my name. I don't need no fortune, I don't need no fame. Ruby Red Lips is my name. I don't care for fortune, I don't care for fame. Can I feel the sorrow and pain? Is it because I'm no longer insane? Taking each day slowly without any strife, absolutely happy for the rest of my life. Ruby Red Lips is my name. I don't need no fortune, I don't need no fame. I don't care for fame. Ruby, that's my name.
Yeah, 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 too deadly. Auntie Cindy Drummond, Red Ruby. Ruby Red Lips, that's it, Ruby Red Lips. And a big shout out on to Cindy Drummond, based in Sydney at the moment. Been there for a while now, and happy birthday. Celebrated her 80th not long ago. And I hope you're well, my darling, and full of beans. And big shout out to your beautiful family as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. About to sign off you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country. BBM Bummer Brit Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So tune in, you mob, you always do. Thank you very, very much for your company. We are in the 21st century. People are on social media big time, but they still listen to the wireless. So we thank you for listening to the wireless. But Trinity Trevor going to sign off you, mob, and we'll yarn tomorrow. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.